Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I call to order the regularly scheduled meeting of the Committee of the Whole of the Geneva City Council. Tonight, we have all the aldermen present. And on the agenda, I will go to item number two, which is considered the consent agenda. And the only item tonight is the minutes. So do I have a motion to approve the minutes from December 12th?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Marks and a second by, I missed it. I'm sorry, Alderman Singer. Any discussion? Any changes? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
I abstain.
Uh-huh. We have one abstention from Alderman Cummins, who was not present here on December 12th. So record it, please. Unanimous, except for the one abstention. Down to item number four, items of business. The first item on the agenda, by the way, I should have announced, my name is Charles Brown. I'm the alderman in the first ward. It's my turn to chair the Committee of the Whole tonight. If you're wondering why the mayor is not sitting in his usual seat, he's drinking coffee. That's
right.
He spilled it last time.
Item 4A on the items of a business. First item is to recommend approval of a request by the Geneva Methodist Church to use the public parking lot, Hamilton Street lot, directly west of their church on May 28th, 2012 for a pancake breakfast event.
May I move approval?
Have a motion from Alderman Hill and a second from Alderman Flanagan. Is there any discussion on this item? Yes, we have someone from the staff.
I think we have some representatives from
Fine. Thank you. We have some representatives from the Geneva Methodist Church. Please come up, sir, and tell us your name and address.
David Diaz. My address is 712 Hidden Creek Lane, North Aurora.
Thank you.
I'm actually the president of the men's club. We're the ones that organize and supervise the event. And I was going to ask if we could also add on, as opposed to just doing this one Monday, Memorial Day, going forward. It's an event that's been going on for 60 years in that parking lot. And if we could have it continue then, instead of always filling out the paperwork and getting it over to you, just to have it be an ongoing event. The community knows about it. They've participated a lot.
I agree with you. It's a great event, and I would certainly love to approve it in ad infinitum, but I'm not sure. I'd have to ask the staff's opinion on whether this is something we have to reapprove each year. Ms. McKittrick?
I would say that it would, I think, be prudent just to make sure that there aren't any conflicts, that nothing in the, as far as infrastructure in the areas change, construction, that type of thing. I understand the efficiency that you're talking about as well, but as time goes on, if you're talking about an indefinite stamp of approval going forward, I would say that it would probably behoove the city just to take a look each year, just to let you know if there's anything going on in the area that you should be aware of as well. So I think that it can benefit the church as well as the city.
All right.
I think the point is that when you fill in the form that you do, this city has a fairly simple form for requesting such an event. It is vetted by the various departments just to make sure that there are no conflicts, that we can help you in case there's a problem with a road being paved or who knows what.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I hope you were can understand that every year we have to reapprove.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No problem. And we certainly hope that people will acknowledge that you're having a pancake breakfast and come out on May 28th and have a good breakfast.
Now, the memo that I received from the city's office actually had it listed as Sunday, May 28th.
Mm-hmm.
May 28th does land on a Monday. I just want to make sure that everybody knew it was Monday.
Ooh, Monday.
I didn't want Sunday to be approved for any reason.
And that is a special day, Monday the 28th, right? That is?
It's Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll call this Memorial Day pancake breakfast event at the Methodist Church. Any other comments from the committee? The audience? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Please record that as unanimous.
Mr. Chairman,
mm-hmm.
If I may comment.
No problem.
Regarding this breakfast, I really enjoy being with that group. I'm very fortunate that because we celebrate being a member of the American Legion, you've always been very gracious in allowing us to attend that breakfast at no charge.
Oh. Oh.
And the way he would go.
As a senior citizen on a fixed income, I really appreciate
yeah.
that. So thank you, gentlemen, for that honor and the privilege of being part of that event. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for your comment, Alderman Singer. Any other comments? Moving on to item 4B. To recommend a draft resolution authorizing execution of an easement agreement with Kane County Forest Preserve to relocate some electric lines on Fabian Parkway. Do I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
A motion from Mr. Kilberg and a motion and a second from Mr. Marks. Was it? Who was it? It was.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Ah, right. Thank you. Is there any discussion on this issue? Any comment from the staff? Any from the audience? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Please record that as unanimous. Thank you. Item 4B of the new business. Recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of an easement agreement with the property owner at 501 Peck Road for electric line relocation. May I have a motion? Who was the motion?
I did.
Mr.
Second.
Dantino and Ms. Vogelsberg. I presume this is approved by the property owner at 501. Is that correct, Ms. McKittrick? Yes. Is there any other questions or in the audience or the council? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Please record that as unanimous. Thank you. Item in 4D, to recommend a draft resolution authorizing fiscal 2011-2012 budget amendments. May I have such a motion, please?
I'll move.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Flanagan. Are there any questions from the council? Would the staff like to comment on this, Ms. McKittrick?
Our finance manager is here.
Mr. Deal?
Dahl.
Mr. Dahl, excuse me. I got to get your name right eventually.
That's such a deal.
I presume this is bookkeeping, moving some monies around.
Yeah, basically, it's just year to year. You know, every year we have the little housekeeping items, and this year is no different. So.
But I noticed there was no total listed.
No, because they're by, because they're all different funds commingled, so there's no point in putting a total in for that.
And this is coming out of cash reserves in the general fund.
The ones that are for the general fund come out of reserves from the general fund. There's SSA, all the other ones. But, yes, they come out of the reserves from the fund that they're part of.
Will the cash reserves in all those funds still be adequate by the council standard?
Yes.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the council? From the audience? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Let that be recorded as unanimous. Now we have a draft ordinance amending Title 4, Business and License Regulations, Chapter 2, Liquor Control, Section 4.2-26G, underage persons, by increasing the fine in this section from $100 to $250. I have such a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion from Mr. Ladra, second from Mr. Hill. And I believe Chief Mexon would like to address us on this issue.
Actually, I just step forward to answer any questions that the council may have.
I would note that the motion includes not only increasing the fine for underage drinking from 100 to 250, but does not incorporate suggestions which were previously in front of the council on incorporating into the fine some kind of an educational element, and also incorporating into the fine expunging the violation from an offender's record. And I believe there's a simple explanation both of those. Chief Mexon, you can probably outline it better than I can.
Well, I spoke about this subject to city administrator and to the city attorney, as well as some other police department personnel. We all felt that it would add a significant amount of additional duties to the process. It would also, as far as the expungement goes, that's not a possibility anyway legally. That's not an option. And the city attorney agreed that it would, as far as creating some sort of educational element to this and then creating a rebate for anyone who completed it would just be clumsy and burdensome, and there are no other programs in the city that would be similar, and it would not be advised.
Thank you for that explanation. Does the council? Alderman Hill?
I just have a clarification. So even at a $100 fine, that cannot be expunged from a violator's record, no matter?
Not by the city.
Not by the city.
Correct. That's outside of our prerogative.
Who would have?
Judiciary.
Okay, that would have to be done by the judiciary.
Yes.
And the judiciary could expunge a 250 a violation that costs the individual $250 too. Is that?
Well, the judiciary can expunge. I mean, it's their prerogative what they
yes.
expunge.
All right. So they could do it either 100, 200, or 2,000, I guess.
I suppose so. I wouldn't want to comment too much on the technicalities of the
yeah.
legal aspect of that.
Understandable. Thank you, Chief.
Alderman Flanagan?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just wanted to thank you very much for at least looking into this, and I find it discouraging that we can't do something like this or something in the line of education. I understand that we do it at the 7th and 8th grade level, and I wanted to make sure that everybody understood that there was some proactive work done, but that it would have been nicer if we could have somehow included a later educational factor after the teen got a little bit older, I guess. But I understand the administrative nightmare that it could cause. So,
and I'm glad you brought that up, because I think the prevention aspect mm-hmm. of it at that age is important. And we do offer through Project Alert for 7th graders, we have them go through 11 40-minute sessions of classroom instruction, primarily having to do with alcohol and drug substance abuse awareness. And then again in the 8th grade, there's an additional four classes to reaffirm what they learned in the 7th grade. And then again in high school during driver's education, we also participate in that. The police department participates in that. And there's an element of education with regard to alcohol use in that as well.
And apparently some teenagers' brains are still not able to mature at the
and that's why we try to seize we also try to seize those teachable moments.
It goes to young adults too.
Most adults.
Alderman Maladra has a comment.
Well, I just wanted to reconcile my comments from the last discussion about this with the vote that I'm going to give tonight. I'm going to support this. In our discussion last time, I was reacting more to a few things. One, I don't believe that increasing the fine is the only way to get a parent to pay attention to what their children are doing in this regard. I think that a responsible parent, you have their attention the minute the police officer knocks at the door, whether a fine is involved or not. And I do think that most parents in Geneva are responsible. I think, too, that the measures that we take today are largely effective. I can't remember specifically what the repeat rate is, but it's
4%.
A very,
very... 4%.
Okay. It's a low percentage. So, but then, in the end, I think that increasing the fine sure as heck can't hurt. So, no matter the first two things I said, I will support this.
Thank you. Any other comments? If I may add one, it does seem like a fairly large raise from 100 to 250, but after consulting with my experts, my daughter and my grandson, they pointed out that $100 is not a significant amount for your typical high school student today, and I found that somewhat frightening, but probably true. And the second thing, I think, Chief Mexon, I think we'd like to emphasize that a number of the neighboring cities have fines a lot higher than our $100, so the residents of Geneva and all our neighboring cities should be warned that this is an important and an expensive offense in any of our neighboring villages. I believe that's true. Is that correct?
You said that...
They have a number of our neighboring towns have fines higher than $100 for such an offense.
I believe Geneva or Batavia and St. Charles do not have a higher fine, but there are some that do, some of the ones that we surveyed. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, some of them had lower fines. So,
well,
$250 would be at the higher end.
Higher end. But I suspect that this is probably the last time we're going to look at this for the next 10 years, so since this has been not looked at in many, many years. So I suspect that let the students be warned that we're not the only city that fines people for this offense. So, any other comments from the audience, from the council? All in favor of this motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Record that as unanimous, please. Thank you. We move now down to 4F. We have a draft ordinance amending Title VI of the Police Department Regulations, Chapter 2 for Miscellaneous Offenses, by adding Section 11, banning synthetic alternate drugs in the city of Geneva.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Alderman Vogelsberg and a second by Alderman Maladra. Is there, I believe that Chief Mexen might be able to make a comment on this particular ordinance amendment we have in front of us.
Well, I think everybody is probably at this time familiar with the ordinances that are being passed in the surrounding communities. It's something that we've been taking a look at as well as the other communities, because it is a ever-increasing problem and a threat to the safety of our youth, and certainly a problem that's completely unregulated and seems to be getting worse and worse and harder to regulate. We wanted to do our due diligence and research the state law that went into effect on January 1st. We feel that this ordinance that we're proposing complements that state law. It also will make it a little more clear to those in our community what the law says. There's no questions about what is prohibited. And I think it's more clear than the state law, and I think it's just a good faith effort on our part to show our support for a fight against a very serious problem in our state.
Thank you, Chief Mexen. Is there a comment, Mr. Mayor? Did you want,
Chief? Would you mind commenting on the flexibility that the ordinance provides you and other law enforcement officials? Sure. As advocated through the Metro West Council of Government?
A first comment on the state statute. The state statute, which again went into effect on the 1st of January, puts the synthetic marijuana and synthetic alternative drugs into Schedule 1, which means it's a controlled substance and therefore a felony if one is to be in possession or in use or selling this type of substance. This gives us an option to cite someone and not arrest them for a felony charge, but to assess a fine only of $500, not less than $500, and not more than $750, I believe, and then a little higher for those who may choose to sell the substance.
Thank you, Chief. Yes, the status of modern biochemistry is that one can create in the laboratory a large number of marijuana substitutes. They're known as cannabinoids, and this statute that we have must very closely parallel the state statute in trying to define a class so that even if people invent a new, slightly different cannabinoid, which has the same properties as being a marijuana substitute, it will fall under this ordinance. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And that has been part of the problem, is trying to define it in such a way that it will cover and capture all those new substances that those who are intent on developing this type of illegal substance are continually trying to skirt the law with.
Any further comment from the council? Anyone in the audience like to address this issue? All in favor of this motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Recorded as unanimous, please. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Chief Mexen. We quickly come to new business. Do we have any new business from the council tonight? Alderman Singer?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think all of you have recognized over the years the passion I have for our senior citizens in our community. And as you know, I serve on a ride and cane program that's been extremely efficient and very effective for our seniors. And I would like to inform you of one of our seniors who has just recently passed on that had the opportunity to move with her sister to California, or I beg your pardon, her daughter. Her daughter asked her to come to California and live with her, and she declined the invitation on behalf of the fact that they did not have a program in the community where she would be relocating that was as efficient and as promising as our ride and cane program here in the city of Geneva. And I thought you'd like to know that. So we are doing some good here for our people, and I appreciate the council in supporting this program and the citizens of Geneva as well. So thank you for that.
Thank you for your comments. Any other new business from the audience? Hearing no new business, we would note item 6 on the agenda is the next committee of the whole is January 23rd, and item 7 is a closed session of the council for the purpose and on the purchase and sale of real property for use of the public body. I've been informed that there will probably be no action at the end of this closed session.
Motion to go into closed session.
Second.
We have a motion from Alderman Dantino and a second from Alderman Flanagan to go into closed session for the purpose of purchasing and for the purpose of discussing the purchase and sale of real property. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We do need a roll call for this. I'm sorry. Will the deputy clerk please take the roll?
Brown?
Aye.
Cummings?
Aye.
Dantino?
Aye.
Flanagan?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Kilberg?
Aye.
Maladra?
Aye.
Marks?
Aye.
Singer?
Aye.
Vogelsberg?
All right, we're adjourning to closed session. We don't expect any business when we return. Thank you. Okay.